sunshine clean. No, I can't hide. You can still see the hardest of hearts and fatal disease. My subtle attempts to cover my
Nothing like starting a new podcast this week with a little bit of Ergo. That was their song, And the Silence is Almost Worse, the raw acoustic version. Of course, as you know probably by already, you are listening to the world famous, I guess you could call it world famous, Rock Your World Podcast with your host. It's not DJSB anymore, unfortunately. This goes in right with an announcement. You can call me from now on, get this, Sin, or DJ Sin. That's S-Y-N-N. This is because I'm changing my name on the show, because I think it properly reflects one of my other little careers I am starting to pursue a little bit. I am currently in the process of working on some electronic dance music. As many people know, EDM. And I decided to adopt a DJ persona, and if it goes anywhere, we'll see. But I think it better reflects better than DJSB. So you can call me Sin, which is an acronym for something. You'll figure that out in time if you listen to the show. I'm not going to reveal it quite yet, but it is awesome. Pretty much one of the reasons why I picked it was after I kind of worked out the acronym, I was playing around with ideas, and what I found that worked out is one thing that I've always kind of thought and realized is that in this world, we're pretty much all sinners. There are no saints anymore. So why not be... might be one of the first to admit, I'm probably not the first, but I'm a sinner, we're all sinners, so that's why you can call me Sin, because I'm a sin, sinner, I don't know, we're all sinners, that's kind of what I'm going at. I've never met anyone that really can be described as a saint. Everyone does something bad in their lives, it's just part of human nature. We all lie. That's just a given fact. Everybody lies. If you've watched House, which, of course, that was my favorite show back when it was still on TV, you will know that House's logic is that everybody lies. But this isn't a podcast about TV shows. I had to think there for a second about what it was about. It's about awesome local music. And today, you're in for a treat. Because today I have pretty much all local music. Well, it is all local music. It's all from Albuquerque, which, unfortunately, I am not there this week, and probably for the next few months. As I've said numerous times, that I am a student out here in Tucson, Arizona. And school just started up this past week. And yeah, so I'm back in the groove of things, and I'm out here. I'm currently sitting in my new, studio, you could call it. It's a nice little apartment. I have a few roommates. They may come on the show time to time. We'll figure that out as we come to it. I don't know why I'm pausing all of a sudden. I just keep pausing. Anyway, you're probably a little tired of hearing me ramble on for the past 5 minutes, so let's somehow start transitioning our way back to more music. I'm also trying to listen in on my mic, and it's still not the best mic. I'm using my good old headphone microphone thing this week again, as always. I'm hoping soon that I'll have enough money where I can actually, like, buy a better microphone. That would be really nice. At least buy the one that I'm looking for, which is, would be, it would make the show a lot better. It would sound a lot more professional, instead of what it is now, which is unprofessional. Okay, what's really good in music now? Let's stop talking. I think I played these guys last week for the first time. I don't know. This past week has been kind of a blur to me. Moving in and all that. Having fun. Having a wonderful time. But here we have Marshall Law. And we're going to put... I'm going to... Or not where. It's just me. I'm going to be playing their song, There's You. Which is going to be playing right now here on Rock Your World.
I even felt the same.
Love me some martial law. Like I said before, that was their song, There's You. Let's see, what is going on in the world of DJ Sin, which I hope you're still, or I hope you are getting used to it, because DJ SB, I got some good advice from someone a while back that DJSB needs to be left in the past. I might switch back to it when I go to New Mexico, but for the now, I'm just going by the logic of Sin, or the name of Sin, not logic, name. Because everybody is a sinner, which is, I guess, that's going to be the kind of theme of the show tonight. We're all a bunch of sinners. We do no good. And yeah, I really don't have anything to say right now, I guess, which I guess is really good for the listener, so they don't have to hear me ramble on. So let's continue playing some music, because I know that's what you're here for. I talked about these guys earlier on my Facebook, earlier this week, about how much I love their Unplugged album. If you follow my Facebook at all, you can see that me, the Great Sin, not DJSB anymore, I'm sorry, unless you really want it, I post, as someone said once, not too long ago, about 5 statuses a day, which I guess is a lot for some people. But I posted a status about these guys earlier this week saying, yeah, these guys, they're like something like their Unplugged album is absolutely amazing. There's just something about it that just makes it really good. I don't know. I guess, could just be the music in general. It's just great. Or it could be the recording. I don't know. I'll give you a little. Well, actually, I'll play the full song, not just a little taste of it. The full song by the Livestock Larceny Conspirators, a.k.a. the LLC. These guys have been on the show forever. They were one of the very few, or very first artists that actually I played on the show. I think they were the first artists that I played on the show. Anyway, they're back this week. With the song called Busking Song. And you're about to listen to it right now here on the Rock Your World podcast, hosted by DJ Sin, or Sin, or just DJSB, whatever you want. Let's play the music.
Hold on, let me tune. Hold on. Shh.
You guys be quiet. I gotta tune. Todd, I gotta tune.
Wait, I'm part of Will. I need to tune whenever he tunes.
iTunes?
Mm-hmm. He's part of me, apparently.
You
whenever he tunes, I tune.
Looney Tunes.
High five. We're really almost
there. I'm on a crippled mouth.
It's called Wine Mouth.
Dude, Will, that one time we got two bottles and we pumped it out. Brother, get down here! He's like, I'm sleeping.
We both drank like two bottles of wine and then the corn maze.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we're like, Devin, get down here. He's like, I have work tomorrow.
I have work tomorrow. Oh, wait, no, I'm done because I have work then.
Hold on.
If you had hands.
Ready?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, so
the drummer for the LLC has a big nose. Has a big nose. Oh, what?
Wait, are we gonna yell faster? Like, I'm gonna yell faster. When
yeah.
I yell fast, that means we go
no,
fast.
But
then we're gonna
just
pick
do
it up.
At the end, because I can't play this really fast.
Yeah, it's just
time.
At the end.
Okay.
Just at the end.
You guys,
just at the end.
You guys, this is like the two take max song.
Yeah.
Maximum. So we gotta try and nail it on the first
okay.
one.
So this is the busking song. Take 37.
Take 47.
47.
47.
Ready?
Million.
47. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We want to get really drunk, so give us some money for beer. Give us some money for smoke. Give us some money for smoke. We want to destroy a lot, so give us some money for smoke. Give us some money for a show. Give us some money for a show. We wanna go have some fun, so give us some money for the show. Give us some money this time. Give us some money this time. You don't wanna hear us anymore, then give us some money this time. 2, 3, 4. Give us some money for the show. Give us some money for the beer. We wanna get really drunk, so give us some money for the beer. Give us some money for the smoke. Give us some money for the smoke.
Oh, and that was the Livestock Larceny Conspirators. And this is actually one of the first songs that I've had to kind of edit, because the end, they had one little audio clip at the end, but I think people would have thought that there was just like a lot of dead air, then just suddenly, bam, someone talking. So I'm sorry, guys, that I had to cut it up. It's just so people actually stayed listening, because it's hard keeping people listening to the show. But I know there's some very loyal fans out there, which reminds me, big news coming in. I think, I don't know if I said this last week. I don't remember what I say on my shows from week to week, but if you heard it last week, then you know it already. But if you haven't heard it, then you're in for a treat right now. I recently found out that two of the artists I have on the show, Closed Eyes Visuals and Infinite Styles, are actually now working on a collaboration. This story does seem really familiar, that I've said it before. Like I said, I don't remember what I really say on my shows from week to week. But they both of them are doing a collab now, and that was because they found out about each other through the show, which I think is an amazing accomplishment. It definitely makes me feel like I'm actually doing something really good. Just wanted to let everybody know that the show is actually helping artists collab. So hopefully we can see more collaborations in the future. And, you know, I'm pretty sure I did tell this story last week. Like I said, this past week has pretty much been a blur to me. And when I record these shows, I don't really go back and listen to them at all. All I pretty much hear of the show is like the sound. Basically I hear myself when I talk to see how it actually was sounding through headphones. And that's how I adjust my levels and all that good stuff. But you don't want to hear about that, because you just don't. You don't care about no boring levels. You're here for the music. I keep saying in weird fashions, like, and there I go again. Let's try not to say this time, but let's keep going on with, what do I have up next? I have, you're all in for a treat. An artist that I've played a lot on the show is up next. You know him as Davis Anson. I think I've played Davis several weeks now. I don't know how many weeks it's been. And I don't think I've played this song yet, but I might be wrong. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that I haven't played this song by him quite yet. So you're in for a treat today, guys and girls and anyone else who listens. Maybe you're not too sure about what you are. This is getting a little awkward. So let's go play some Davis Anson. This is Still Waiting here on Rock Your World. Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Davis, for another stellar track this week. And I forgot to mention, that was also featuring Christine Dubois. She was the female voice you heard in that song, who has an amazing voice, if you ask me. Anyway, actually, I haven't been doing that much talking this week, which is surprising. Normally, it's like a good mixture of like half talking and like half music. I had to think there for a second. I guess I'm just not talking a lot tonight, but that's a good thing. We're here for the music, not to hear me ramble on about various things. There are many more announcements that I'd like to release soon. Of course, right now, the only big one is the name change, which I told you last week there was going to be a big one this next week. So you can call me Sin, or DJ Sin, which is spelled S-Y-N-N. And hopefully I'll be debuting my electronic tracks in due time. But that's my stage name now. You can still call me DJSB. I'm still known as DJSB to many people. It's just something that I would like. But I'm pretty much making it interchangeable. And of course, one reason that I wanted to do it this week too was not only because I'm out of Albuquerque for a while, but also because I couldn't think of anything for the SB for this week. As you know, every single week is the SB stands for a different thing. And I pretty much ran out of ideas for the SB, which I guess it was in perfect time. I guess it was all meant to be, or I guess I was supposed to be known as Sin. If you're curious to find out more about my DJ project, I'll be posting on the Rock Your World page from time to time about it. And I'll also be posting my logo, which was custom drawn and designed by me. And that will be up on probably the Facebook timeline cover thingy once this podcast is posted. So if you go to the page and see, and or you probably already saw it by now if you're listening to this later, you'll understand what the S-Y-N-N means and why the N's are kind of weird and all that good stuff. Anyway, wow, we're not that far into the show. It's only about maybe, what, like 37 minutes in. We're doing good on time, but of course, I only play about 5 songs per show, so that means it can be cut early, and unfortunately, we only have one more song left. But I'll get to that in a minute. One announcement that I would like to make is that I recently talked to an artist, and hopefully in due time, once I have everything ready, I'll be doing my very first interview on the show, which could be very exciting. I haven't really done that many interviews in my life, so we'll see where that goes and how it's going to be, because I don't know if I give good interviews or not. You're going to hear me finally talk to another person on the show for once, which could be interesting, could be frightening. I don't know. We'll find out in due time. Anyway, as always, thank you for listening to my podcast. It means a lot to me. You're supporting both DJSB and DJ Sin, or Sin. I don't know what I'm going to call myself yet. Sin is where it is, though. That's what I decided on. Because, of course, as I said before, we are all sinners. Which, that's just begging to be the show's name tonight, I guess. I've plowed that into the ground like 5,000 times, so I might as well call it the show. Those were the two biggest announcements I had. There'll be plenty of more big announcements coming in the next few weeks. I don't even know where to begin on those announcements. They're just so... You think that... Oh, yeah, let's... The name change wasn't that big of a deal, I don't think. But these things are pretty much... You can call it me almost redefining the show. Because it's going to be that big of a deal. Anyway, let's wrap up the show. I'm sure you're dying to hear the last song. Or maybe you aren't, I don't know. I'm sure you are, because it's a song by another band that we've had on before. In case you didn't notice, there were no new artists this week. Every single artist that I played was some artist that I had on the show before. They're all from Albuquerque. I'll run through it one last time. On the show today was Ergo with And the Silence Is Almost Worse, Martial Law with There's You, The Livestock Larceny Conspirators with Busking Song, Davis Anson with Still Waiting, and what are we going to wrap it up with today? How about we wrap it up with some Emergency Ahead, one of my all-time favorite local bands. Emergency Ahead. And they've been on this show numerous times. I absolutely love them. They can't do a bad song, really. So this is going to be the last song. It's called Surf Runaway. And so, yeah, just thank you for listening to the show. Make sure to share it with all your friends on Facebook. Just spread the word. We're on this together for the long haul. We're all one big family. And I have noticed a trend now about maybe between 15 and 20 people actually listen per week. I can see all of the views I get on my various podcasts. It's very interesting. It definitely gives me an idea of who's listening to the show. So thank you to the loyal fans that have put up with me every single week. I'm sure you get tired of me talking after a while. But, yeah, that's what I do. So, let's wrap this up. Thank you for listening to Rocker World. I, of course, am DJ Sin now, is what you call me. Or you can still call me DJ SB, I don't care. Or you can call me by my real name if you know my real name. But thank you. Have a good night. And here's Emergency Ahead with Surf Runaway. See ya, guys. Bye.